Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
Today I am here with my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn, and coach Donnie Wiltshire, program director for Showtime Athletics. We're going to talk about what to do when a young athlete worries too much about what the coach thinks of him or her. Joining us is sports parent Brad Tebbett.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Hey, Donnie, can you begin by talking a little bit about Brad's issue here? As I understand it, his son is a fabulous player, but he has some mental game issues.
I'll just be really brief, and I'll turn over to Brad. Here's a situation where we have a kid who is one of, if not the most talented kid on this particular team, and his success or lack thereof is usually not a result of his actual ability. This is a situation where this is his first time really playing high-intense sports with high-intensity coaching and training and, you know, learning terminology, and there are a lot of different facets of the game that he's just now being introduced to. And with that said, it's taken him some 40 to 50 games for him to even tap into his physical potential because of all of the mental inhibitors that there are, you know, that come between me and him as coach and player. And he's a little awestruck to start out, but he's learning those kind of things. And Brad can kind of touch on that a little bit more. Go ahead, Brad.
Okay, thanks, Donnie. So, Brad, tell us a little bit about your son. Now, what's his name?
Jordan.
Jordan, okay.
Yeah, he's 12 years old and has played for a number of years, but really has relied on his talent level or physical ability and hasn't been introduced to a lot of the mechanics of basketball. What we found last year with another coach and this year when he was with Donnie has been that he's really struggled to play up to his potential. He has obsessed really with, am I doing the right things? Am I going to get approval from the coach? Will he like what I do? Will he bench me? Will he play me? He's a very driven kid, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I think transfers that over to his high expectations. He thinks others are going to have the same.
Well, now, Patrick, I suspect you encounter this quite often, this issue.
Yes, this is a very common issue, not only with young athletes, but older athletes as well. It falls under a category that I call kind of social approval. And the first place that I would really want to start, Brad, is to look at what are the ultimate fears. And you mentioned several of those. One is he wants approval from Donnie. Another one is he doesn't want to get benched. Another one, he wants to make sure that he's doing all the right things that he's told to do. So he's kind of got the triple whammy going on there in terms of what he's worrying about.
Well, let's stick with his worries about what Donnie thinks of him. And we can address some of these other issues in another.
Well, they're all coach related, Lisa. I mean, all three of those things that I mentioned are related to what Donnie thinks.
Mm-hmm.
They're just different issues. Some players worry about playing time. Other players worry about what does the coach think of me. I want approval from the coach. I want to be liked from the coach. And it seems like that he's got them all.
Well, what do you do in this case? Where do you start?
Well, I start talking with athletes about getting them to focus on the right areas of their performance. First, to get them to really not worry about what others think, and that merits a discussion in and of itself. The other thing is to take more of what I call a success approach. Right now, he's taken a little bit of a failure approach in that he's worrying about being benched. He's worrying about not being accepted by Donnie, or he's worrying about what Donnie's thinking. So it's a little bit of a fear of failure or what I call an avoidance approach. So I would want to talk to him about how are you going to take a more of a successful approach. Let's focus on some things that lead to success in your game, such as your free throw percentage or the percentage of shots that you hit from the field. Little things that he can focus on to be successful rather than worrying about the negatives.
Now, isn't it true that part of what you want to do is kind of help him change how he thinks or focus on other things? So if he's focusing on what he's good at, he may not be worrying as much about what Donnie's thinking?
Oh, absolutely. He wants to develop that confidence. He wants to focus on what he's good at, his strengths, those reasons that he can be confident. I've played this game for 5 years, been working on my confidence for 5 years. Absolutely. But I think ultimately he's got to come to grips with, if I'm going to play my best, I can't care what the coach thinks. If I don't care what the coach thinks, then what I need to do is I need to focus on these steps or these things in the game.
Right. Focus on certain tasks is what you're saying.
Yes, things that are very related to the process of playing one point at a time, one basket at a time, one play at a time.
Right, that's what I was trying to get to. So what do you tell the parent then in this case? What can the parent do?
Well, I think the parent needs to discuss, what are the fears? What are you looking for from Donnie? Is it ultimately, are you afraid that you're not going to get playing time and that you're going to get benched? Or is it something else? Are you looking for respect? Do you want Donnie to like you as a player? And I think an open discussion about that with the player would be the first place to start to find out what is the ultimate fear there.
Brad, have you had that conversation with your son?
I think we've come close to that. I don't know that we've addressed it as specifically as Patrick's mentioned it.
And now,
what have you talked about in relation to that, Brad?
Well, I think we've talked about the fact that Donnie's approval is already there, and we've discussed how their relationship, and really we've watched their relationship build to the place of trust, and seeing that sense of respect, I think is a great word that I think Jordan has looked for and wanted to earn, a sense of, do I have my coach's respect?
Yeah, and it's not a game of popularity. I think I would talk to him about, you know, it's not a game of popularity and respect. It's about getting the job done on the court. And if he gets the job done on the court, then ultimately he's going to earn that respect. So then it goes back to what I was talking about. Then how do you get the job done on the court? Well, you focus on success. You focus on bringing confidence to the game. And you focus on one play at a time or one basket at a time.
And I think the key here for Brad would be to talk to his son about that, focusing on one play at a time. It sounds like that's the starting point.
One play at a time, but I think also, what can he focus on? Maybe two small goals, Brad, that he can focus on in the game that allow him to take a more success-oriented approach to the game. And they could be very simple, to working on, you know, to quality passes, or to taking, you know, open shots when he has the chance. Little things that are going to help him succeed on the court rather than worry about the results or the outcome of not playing his best and what Donnie will think.
Now, Donnie, what were you going to say just now?
Well, no, I was just going to kind of elaborate on that exact same thing, and the difference between Jordan possibly 3.5-4 months ago and now has actually been that, is us giving him small goals and saying, hey, focus on this one thing. When you go out and play, focus on just strictly your defense, or focus strictly on keeping your man from getting the ball or having your hands up defensively. And with us doing those things, it has allowed him to kind of free himself from worrying about the total game and my end statistics and what Donnie thinks, because I'm doing those small things. And what it has helped for him is to get rid of that, what I like to call the over-the-shoulder syndrome, whereas every play he makes, you know, he looks over the shoulder to see what I think about it. You know, when we focus on those smaller goals, at the end of the game, you know, you're not particularly worried about the grand scheme of things. You're worrying about, hey, did I complete those small tasks? And, I mean, that has definitely helped in his success so far.
That's great. And it sounds like he already has your respect, which is interesting.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and he's a workhorse. You know, we actually wish that all athletes worried that much about what the coach thinks and being successful.
Right. But in this case, he worries too much, obviously.
It certainly has impeded his game at times, Sam. Yeah.
Right, but he obviously cares a lot about the game. Well, I thank you all for joining me today, and I want to remind our listeners to visit us at youthsportspsychology.com and to check out our free ebook. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.